local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
.509, hour number two of Pensacola right now. Happy Monday. Joe and Austin with you for the next 51 minutes or so, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today. Happy Mardi Gras weekend, Fat Tuesday tomorrow. Hope your Super Bowl parties were everything that you thought and hoped they would be. The game was pretty good. We'll talk about that, talk about some of the commercials. What were some of your favorite moments from the Super Bowl? You can text us 850-437-1620. Starting off here with our top three stories, by the way, text line 850-437-1620, traffic line 262-6111. Today's top three stories, we start in Israel, where two hostages held by Hamas have reportedly been freed by Israeli military forces. The IDF announced today that a wave of attacks had been carried out in Rafah, about 20 miles southwest of Gaza City, as part of a mission to rescue the hostages. At the same time, Gaza's health ministry says dozens of Palestinians were killed as a result. The U.S. doesn't support Israeli military operations in Rafah until there's a plan to protect civilians sheltering there.
There needs to be a credible plan that they can actually execute before they undertake any military campaign in Rafah.
That is State Department spokesman Matthew Miller, who was pressed by reporters following a wave of Israeli attacks that killed dozens of Palestinians. And Miller says there needs to be a credible humanitarian plan in place. And in Houston, several reports say the shooter at Joel Osteen's megachurch was transgender and had "Free Palestine" written on the weapon used in the attack. The 36-year-old shooter is said to have entered the church yesterday afternoon wearing a trench coat, carrying a backpack, and armed with a long gun. Two off-duty cops shot and killed the person, who also was accompanied by a 5-year-old child. The child was said to be injured in the gunfighting as well. Those are today's top three stories. Austin, good afternoon to you. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. The Pensacola Mardi Gras parade was off without a hitch. How was the flyover? How was the bead throwing and everything as we look forward to Fat Tuesday tomorrow?
Well, I got to tell you, now that I think about it, I didn't see the flyover.
Oh, all right.
So I don't know where I was when that happened, but maybe I just wasn't paying attention. If so, I'm sorry. But yeah, no, the Pensacola Mardi Gras parade, as you said, went off without a hitch. And it was fun being, you know, in the parade, being able to represent the station and all that. That was cool. And yeah, I mean, as far as how the rest of the weekend went, Super Bowl, you know, was fine. And as you said, it was a great game. It's objectively one of the greatest ever.
We almost, so I had two best friends over and then another couple from church that we're really close to. So we have evening church, right? So we, I was able to get the service moved up an hour. So we started the service at 5 o'clock. So we all got out at like 6:08, you know, so we get home. I had ordered pizza on Saturday to have delivered on Sunday at 6:45, so everything would be just timed up, ready to go. So we started the DVR. And, of course, you know, there's always a little bit of nervousness on YouTube TV when you turn it on and, you know, you don't want to see anything as you set it up to have it rewind and go back. Thankfully, I was able to do that, no problem. My daughter, with 3 seconds, she stayed up for darn near the whole thing. I mean, she was exhausted, but FOMO, you know, everybody's over at her house and she's just got to stay up and see what's going on. She didn't quite make it all the way through, but with 3 seconds, and we've talked about this before, my little one loves Daddy's remote.
Oh, yeah.
And with 3 seconds left in the fourth quarter, she got a hold of it because mommy wasn't paying attention. And she got a hold of it, and then all of a sudden, stuff starts happening on the screen.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're, like, you know, freaking out, whatever. Jacqueline grabs the remote back quickly, and she had turned YouTube TV off. The TV was still on. So everybody had to, you know, shy away, turn away, and Jacqueline, you know, got it back on, but
Was it spoiled for Jack?
It was not spoiled. No. Because we were able to just click back on and then resume from last watch.
That's good.
But yeah, we almost had a crisis there. But it was a fun story to tell, and would have been, you know, I would have hated finding out at that moment, but the story would have been better had we all gotten spoiled, you know, by our little one there watching the game. But
yeah,
thankfully we didn't. She went to bed a short time later, and then we enjoyed the rest of the game there. We'll talk about some of the commercials, obviously what to make of the Chiefs. Are they a dynasty? Coming up later on in our sports segment. 5:15, we'll get our first check of the roads here.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at traffic here. If you are traveling westbound on a West Fairfield Drive towards North W Street, we've got some minor backups in that area. Also, the intersection of Tahar Drive and North Palafox Street could be looking better. Had some backups as well because of an accident report. If you are traveling northbound on North Davis Highway just past Creighton Road, and it's going to be when you're coming off of I-10 trying to get onto North Davis Highway, we've got some issues in that area. Speaking of accident reports, we've got a real bad one on I-10 East. If you are traveling towards Avalon Boulevard, you're basically going to be backed up to basically the halfway point of the Escambia Bay Bridge. It is heavily congested there. I don't see that clearing out anytime soon. Outside of that, though, there should not be much holding you up for too long.
All right. Thank you. Looking at our forecast for the first time this hour, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Breezy weather overnight as cold air will be blowing in. We're looking at lows to be down in the low 40s. Nice cool down following a cold front. Highs upper 50s on Tuesday with sunshine back in the skies. And for the most part, this week will be dry, but there's a chance for rain over the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. And I know Austin just talked about it, but we've gotten a couple of texts in with a little bit more context on I-10. Mm. She, or I don't know if it's a he or she. I apologize for assuming. Quote, I know you've mentioned this already, but traffic is really backed up. I-10 eastbound just came across westbound. Saw it was backed up from almost Avalon exit over the hump on the bridge. Just seen two or three more police officers getting there and going that direction, and there were already a significant number, I'm guessing 5 to 10, on scene. Not wow. Looking good for traffic, and who knows about the people in the accident. It's going to be bad traffic there for a while. So that's the eye in the sky from you, the listener, and we certainly appreciate that. Keep those texts coming, 850-437-1620. Taking a look at some of our local headlines today, Escambia Sheriff investigators say one person was killed in a double shooting over the weekend. Happened last night at a home on Fields Lane near Bud Johnson Road. Deputies say when they arrived, two men had gunshot wounds and were taken to a hospital. At this time, no arrests have been made and identities have not been available. Pensacola woman now behind bars in connection with a fatal hit-and-run crash from January. FHP says their troopers, along with U.S. Marshals, were involved in the arrest of 38-year-old Sarah Nolan. Investigators say on the 26th of January, she hit a 34-year-old man riding an electric scooter on 9.5-mile road and left the scene as he was laying in a ditch. FHP adds that the Toyota Prius had been abandoned behind trees on a vacant property and was discovered a day later. In Santa Rosa County, hearing from Sheriff Bob Johnson this morning after a J-man was charged with murder after deputies recovered skeletal remains on Saturday. 53-year-old Jeffrey Bostwick had been arrested Friday, and Sheriff Johnson talked more about the case.
Basically, we got a tip, and I believe it was an anonymous tip about a missing person. And when we went up to investigate, we got enough probable cause for search warrants, searched the individual's home, and we found weapons in the home, and he's a convicted felon, so we originally just arrested him on that. And then later on, we discovered a shallow grave, and so he's now arrested on charge of second-degree murder.
Victim a female, but the identity has not been released. Also in Santa Rosa County, Devan Cook, the Santa Rosa County Administrator, tells us that he's stepping down. Sent a letter to county commissioners saying he's requesting to work through April 30th and use accrued leave time through May 31st. He did not give a reason for his resignation, but says he appreciates those that have supported him over the last 2.5 years. It's anticipated that Assistant County Administrator Brad Baker would serve as administrator in the interim. We'll take a break there. State and national headlines when we return. A busy Monday in Pensacola right now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One amazing example of strength is Esther. She famously proclaimed, "If I perish, I perish," as she prepared to go before the king on behalf of her persecuted people. She had such conviction that she was willing to lay down her own life for the sake of others. Her passion and purpose were deeply rooted in God's plan. Being strong in the Lord means finding His purpose for your life and pursuing it no matter the cost. Knowing God's plan for you doesn't have to be mystical. Actually, it should be biblical. Find your purpose in tenaciously telling others of God's love for them through the message of Christ's death and resurrection, which atones for our sins. Christian person, give your life to the faithful proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a lot of conversation about the Super Bowl, the ads, the music, and the game itself. We also talked about the proposed self-defense against black bears bill that's working its way through the House of Representatives, and the very religious comments made by Sam Parker at the recent county commission meeting in response to somebody who was upset at him for former comments that he made, and Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson talking about a high-speed chase, a murder investigation, and church safety. You can find all of that at newsradio923.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z Sleep plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
Are you a fan of all things Florida? Then the Fresh from Florida Club should be on your menu. Search and save your favorite recipes, create custom menus, and get all your cooking questions answered by me, Florida's culinary ambassador, Chef Justin, for free. It's easy to sign up, and best of all, you'll be supporting Florida's farmers, ranchers, and fishermen. Join today at freshfromflorida.com. A message from the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Let's see. Exactly 5:25 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Very mellow intro there. I like that. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA Bulk Waste Service. It's now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at traffic here. So there's really only two things that are worth reporting on right now, and that is two accident reports. One, near where I-10 gets on to North Davis Highway, we've got some backups in that area from an accident report, especially if you're traveling northbound on North Davis. That's going to have you basically where you get off of I-10. That's going to have you backed up basically towards Airport Boulevard. That's going to be Langley Avenue. So if you're traveling northbound on North Davis, you're going to be backed up to Langley Avenue if you are either getting off of I-10 or trying to get onto I-10. So that is very backed up there. Also, we have some accident reports on I-10 eastbound. It happened on your way to Avalon Boulevard. That's going to have you backed up basically,
entire length of the bridge.
Yeah, it's going to have you backed up basically all the way to the back of Escambia Bay. That bridge is very standstill right
now.
And
as we go through the 5 o'clock hour, it's going to get worse. So.
Oh, my goodness. All righty, but outside of that, though, there does not appear to be anything that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right, Channel 3 First Warning Weather with Alan.
Cold air will be blowing in overnight, and it will be breezy. Low temperatures will be falling down into the low 40s for the area. As we look ahead to tomorrow, the sunshine is back. It will be cool and a little breezy in the morning. Highs will be in the upper 50s. Most of the week will be dry, but again, this upcoming weekend, we've got a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 5:26 here on News Radio 92.3, taking a look at some state and national headlines today. A former Florida highway patrolman being laid to rest today in Port St. Lucie. 26-year-old Zachary Fink was killed in a crash involving a semi along I-95. Governor DeSantis among those speaking.
His pursuit of a dangerous felon cost him his life. But there's no question that his actions saved the lives of other people.
And Fink was pursuing 30-year-old Michael Addison after the felon had sped away from previous traffic stop attempts. The man was clocked at speeds of as high as 140 miles an hour in a car that was not registered to him.
I'm sorry about that. I was looking at the flipping TV. Former President Trump is back in court today for a hearing in his classified documents case in Florida. It's taking place behind closed doors in a secure room as the judge considers whether Trump's attorneys can have access to classified materials. Trump is facing criminal charges for taking hundreds of classified documents with him when he left the White House and is accused of obstructing justice by trying to hide the materials from government officials.
Anybody planning to vote in next month's primary in Florida has just over a week to get registered. The deadline to register or to change party affiliation is the 20th. Florida is a closed primary state, meaning only registered Democrats and Republicans can vote in their respective party's primary. And that primary is on March 19th.
And two Florida Christian School students are living the dream after their mother refused to remove a bumper sticker that promoted her OnlyFans page. Officials say that Michelle Klein previously had been banned from coming onto the Liberty Christian Preparatory School campus due to complaints from other parents. When Ms. Fawn refused to remove the offending sticker, school officials reportedly expelled the two students.
National news, a new poll shows most Americans think President Biden is too old to serve in office. That according to an ABC News Ipsos poll. It was taken after last week's special counsel report citing Biden's memory lapses. It found 86% believe he's too old for the White House. He is the oldest president to run for re-election. Donald Trump not far behind him, though, at 77.
And speaking of which, the White House is dismissing the concerns over the president's age. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Biden's age and experience make him an effective leader, highlighting his legislative wins.
How he turned the economy back on its feet, the 14.8 million jobs that he was able to create. Unemployment is at under 4%. Beat Big Pharma because Medicare can now negotiate and lower costs for the American people.
All right. Senate moving ahead with a $95 billion aid bill for Ukraine and Israel, but its fate in the House is uncertain. The money, which is for Ukraine's defense against the Russian invasion and for Israeli security assistance, passed a Senate procedural vote with the help of 18 Republicans in a rare Sunday session.
And New York City Mayor Eric Adams is putting into place an 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew for 20 more migrant shelters starting tonight. The move will impact roughly 3,600 people. The increase in curfews comes after city officials linked various crimes to migrants.
A nor'easter is going to be dumping snow on New York City and Boston. School already canceled for public schools tomorrow. Parts of the region expecting up to a foot of snow. 5:30 right now. Fox News Update is coming up. We're back with a recap of today's top three stories and a look at everything happening in the world of sports. Talking Super Bowl next.
John Saucier, King Abdullah II of Jordan, meeting with President Biden at the White House, talking about Israel's ongoing war with Hamas and a possible ceasefire and long-lasting peace deal.
The key element of the deals are on the table. There are gaps that remain, but I've encouraged Israeli leaders to keep working to achieve the deal. The United States will do everything possible to make it happen.
Well, Jordan and other Arab countries are calling for a ceasefire as a precondition for peace talks. Massachusetts is getting ready for the possibility of 8 to 12 inches of heavy snow. Governor Maura Healey urging residents to avoid traveling if possible.
We ask that you avoid traveling tomorrow during the storm if possible. Plan ahead, use extreme care if you do need to go out.
Governor Healey announcing all non-emergency state workers for the executive branch will be working remotely on Tuesday. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Carl Icahn is apparently a fan of JetBlue Airways. The activist investor, after today's market close, revealed in a filing that he has taken a nearly 10% stake in the low-cost carrier in the belief that the stock is undervalued and represents an attractive investment opportunity. Icahn intends to meet with the airline's management and directors about the possibility of board representation. Shares of JetBlue are soaring 15% in extended trading. In the day's regular action, stocks finished mixed. While both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite fell slightly, the Dow Jones Industrials rose 125 points to notch the blue chip index's 11th new closing high of the year. If you're already thinking about tomorrow's breakfast, take note, Tuesday is IHOP's National Pancake Day. You can get a free short stack of buttermilk pancakes starting at 7 a.m. at participating locations, though a couple of states encourage you to make a $1 or more donation to the restaurant chain's month-long fundraising campaign to help people suffering from food insecurity. That's Your Money Now.
For a short month, February sure has a lot going on. The big game, Mardi Gras, Valentine's, and President's Day, to name a few. So, what else can we celebrate? How about a very low interest rate and $500 cash when you finance a 2024 Volkswagen at Piedmore Imports? That's right. Piedmore Imports now offers 1.9% financing for 48 months on all 2024 Tiguan and Taos models, plus $500 customer cash. The 2024 Tiguan S from $29,101 and financing for 1.9% at 48 months. The 2024 Taos S from $24,991 and 1.9% financing at 48 months. Plus the 2024 Volkswagen Jetta S, now from $22,481 with available financing of 1.9 at 48 months. These deals won't last long, so hurry to feed more imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rates and bonus cash for qualifying credit from PCI. Plus take retail delivery by March 4th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
This is Zach Gelb of CBS Sports Minute. Many storylines will emerge from Super Bowl 58 as Kyle Shanahan choked another big game. The legend of Patrick Mahomes only continues to grow. Fans ran onto the field. Tony Romo's broadcasting blunders continued and more. But something that needs to be talked about is Deebo Samuel's pedestrian performance in the big game. Deebo's one of the more versatile players, and for him to be held to 41 total yards is unacceptable and a big reason why the 49ers aren't champions. I'm Zach Gelb.
When a cold keeps you up, try NyQuil Severe Honey Flavor. The nighttime, sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, Honeylicious, best sleep with a cold medicine. Powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a dreamy honey taste to give your body the rest it needs to get that cold gone. Wake up refreshed, feeling relieved after enjoying the delicious flavor of NyQuil Severe Honey. NyQuil Severe Honey Flavor, use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
On one today, man.
Pensacola right now.
Vibe.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Okay, there's not a ton going on, but where there is, it's pretty extreme, so I'll try to keep this brief. We have three areas that seem to be giving us the most trouble. Actually, no, four. Scratch that. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, that's looking pretty severely backed up at this time. Also, if you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards North Palafox Street, that's looking backed up as well. But we do have a couple of accident reports that are giving us some issues. We have one on North Davis Highway. If you're traveling northbound towards I-10, it's going to have you backed up basically to Langley Avenue. So that's looking pretty backed up there. Also, this is the biggest one of the evening and will be until further notice. If you're traveling eastbound on I-10 towards Avalon Boulevard, we've had some accident reports there. That's basically going to have you backed up all the way back into Pensacola over the entire Escambia Bay. Yeah. So that does not appear that it will be dying down anytime soon.
Yeah, there may be a couple of different accidents here, one on the bridge and then one closer to Avalon Boulevard. But yeah, right. It is an absolute mess. Parking lot on I-10 eastbound, and definitely the wrong time of day for that this afternoon. But heavy law enforcement presence, EMS, et cetera. So that one is going to be causing problems for a long time. So if you are leaving downtown Pensacola or you know, really anywhere trying to get over into Santa Rosa County right now, your best bet is going to be the causeway over to Pace via Highway 90.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, for sure. All right, 5:39. If you're just joining us, a quick recap of today's top three story. Three stories. I can talk. Two hostages held by Hamas have reportedly been freed by Israeli military forces, this during their wave of attacks in Rafah. The U.S. does not support Israeli operations in Rafah until there's a plan to protect civilians sheltering there. This as Gaza's health ministry says dozens of Palestinians have been killed as a result of the attacks. And back here in the States, in Houston, several reports say the shooter at Joel Osteen's megachurch was transgender and had Free Palestine written on the weapon used. The 36-year-old shooter is said to have entered the church yesterday wearing a trench coat, backpack, and armed with a long gun. Two off-duty cops shot and killed the individual, who was also accompanied by a 5-year-old child. Austin, what's happening in the world of sports today?
Well, we'll get the smaller stuff out of the way first. We've got a men's basketball doubleheader tonight on ESPN, and it gets underway in about 20 minutes. We got Wake Forest at number 9 Duke at 6 o'clock there, followed by number 4 Kansas at number 3 Texas Tech. That's going to be at 8 o'clock. Also at that same time, we have a women's basketball matchup between Arizona and number 10 USC. That game's going to be at 8 on ESPN2. Also, Cowboys are set to hire Mike Zimmer as their defensive coordinator, per Tom Pelissero. Mike Zimmer last worked in the NFL as a head coach for the Minnesota Vikings before being fired due to an unsatisfactory 2021 season. He takes the job upon previous Dallas defensive coordinator Dan Quinn taking Washington's head coaching job. Now, of course, the talk of the town. Super Bowl 58 is in the books, with Kansas City beating San Francisco 25-22 in overtime. The game is just the second Super Bowl to ever go beyond regulation, and it marks the Chiefs' third Lombardi in 5 years. A lot to dig into here.
Yeah.
Starting with, we kind of touched on this late last hour. The altercation between Reed and Kelce, you asked me my thoughts. My thoughts were rather hot-headed. What were yours? What did you think about it?
About the game?
About the altercation between Reed and Kelce.
Well, we've seen it with Kelce just, about a month or two? On Christmas, he slammed the helmet down because the Chiefs were sputtering, and then the Raiders came in and, you know, kicked their butts. So, you know, he's had these outbursts before. You know, I didn't love that he was pretty aggressively, like, going after his coach there. I mean, almost, like, knocked him down. But it is the Super Bowl. But, you know, credit to Reed and to Kelce. I mean, obviously, there's a long-term relationship there.
Oh, yeah.
Reed is going to know the pulse of his players. And ultimately, I think that's why Reed is so successful, is because he can understand when, especially with his stars, that, like, look, it's, you know, tempers are running hot. It's the Super Bowl. We've been playing like crap so far. So, you know, obviously, all, you know, it ended well for him, and they probably would have been over it pretty quickly, even if they hadn't won.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so that notwithstanding, I'm not sure what more you can say about Patrick Mahomes, the start to his career that he's on. I think if he retires today, never plays another down of football, I would put him number 2 all time.
Wow.
That's just where I'm at.
Well, what do you think about the Niners not knowing the overtime rules?
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, you got to know the overtime rules. Now, whether or not that would have, I think Kyle Shanahan did. Probably didn't do the best job of kind of explaining and laying out the blueprint for the rest of the team, because there were several players that said, I wasn't really sure what was going on. We didn't
strategize beforehand.
Yeah. Now, Shanahan says, our strategy was that if we were going to score a touchdown first and the Chiefs responded with a touchdown, then I wanted to have the football for that third possession and, trust our offense. Hmm. The Chiefs say, okay, but we were going to go for two anyway.
Wow.
But I think what caught the 49ers, because I think if the Chiefs, you kick the football away, because if the Chiefs have the possession first and they have that fourth down that they converted.
Yeah.
Was it two fourth downs on that drive or just the one?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember.
But the one really early on, there was a fourth and one, and then Mahomes ran for it.
Yeah,
if that's the first possession of the game, of the overtime, Chiefs probably are punting there.
Yeah, they don't want to take a chance.
And then all of a sudden, you've got a chance to win field goal or touchdown. So that's obviously the argument. But, I think Kyle Shanahan is, until further notice, he's Andy Reid prior to Reid getting Mahomes. And not to say that Brock Purdy can't win a Super Bowl. I think he can. And I think the 49ers are a Super Bowl contender as long as they have the pay structure that, they're paying him peanuts, so they can keep all this talent around.
Yeah.
But, I thought Brock was fine. I don't.
Oh no, he did all right. I think Shanahan, we talked about it before the Super Bowl. Yeah. He can't close a game, and I think the lack of preparation in overtime, though overtime is not common in Super Bowls, I think it kind of highlighted that.
Yeah.
Let's see, 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. Not much has changed on the roads. 9 Mile Road, if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, ain't looking too hot. North Davis Highway, traveling northbound, got an accident report there that's going to have you backed up past Creighton Road. If you're traveling northbound towards I-10, that is. And then, of course, I-10, if you're traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, that's going to have you backed up past the Escambia Bay, basically back into Pensacola.
Yeah. We've reached out to the Santa Rosa Sheriff on this because it sounds like closer to Avalon there may not be an accident, but more of a significant police situation with dozens of cops out there. Potentially guns drawn. This is listeners that are letting us know this. So we've reached out to the sheriff's office. So right now, unconfirmed reports. But there is obviously something significant happening over in Santa Rosa County right now. So we're trying to find out what we can right now. As far as the weather goes, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Breezy weather overnight as cold air will be blowing in. We're looking at lows to be down in the low 40s. Nice cool down following a cold front. Highs upper 50s on Tuesday with sunshine back in the skies. And for the most part, this week will be dry, but there's a chance for rain over the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Right now sitting at 64 degrees at 546. In health, business, and science notes today, Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk is going to have to testify in a probe by the SEC into his takeover of Twitter. They're investigating whether Musk or anybody else committed securities fraud that year as he began buying stock in Twitter ahead of his leveraged buyouts of the company.
And Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash drivers are striking across the U.S. on Valentine's Day. Drivers group said Monday that they're seeking fair pay. This is the first strike call since Uber and Lyft went public in 2019. Group said that drivers are going to picket outside airports and Uber officers. The Justice for App Workers Coalition, which represents about 130,000 drivers, said that drivers wouldn't provide rides to and from airports between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. in 10 cities.
Also, an elderly man who lived on a remote peninsula in Alaska has become the first known patient to die from Alaska pox. The virus was discovered in 2015 by scientists in Fairbanks. It was thought to spread from rodents to humans, but Alaskan authorities believe the victim contracted the disease after being scratched by a stray cat.
My goodness. And survivors of the Lahaina wildfire are still suffering health issues half a year later. That's according to researchers from the University of Hawaii. This is the first scientific study of the health impacts from the wildfire last August 8th. It blames a series of health issues on the intense heat, smoke, and toxic ash that the fire produced. Researchers interviewed more than 200 people who fled the fire zone to analyze the medical, emotional, and financial impacts that they still face. 74% of those surveyed report poor respiratory health, and 55% report depression symptoms like suicidal thoughts or feelings of hopelessness.
Beyonce is releasing new music. She made the announcement during the Super Bowl in an ad and posted on Instagram. Part two of her Renaissance album would be out on March 29th. Also, the trailer for Wicked came out during the Super Bowl as well. I think that was one of the first commercials in the first quarter. Universal debuted the first look at the movie starring Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, and it's going to come out in, I think, Thanksgiving is what it said. So that's, friends we were with, they were very excited about that.
It did look interesting.
Yeah.
Billy Joel will give fans across the country the chance to see the historic 100th show of his Madison Square Garden residency. The 100th Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden, the greatest run of all time is what it's called, will air on CBS on April 14th. The special will be filmed during his March 28th show. Was there an advert for that during the Super Bowl?
I didn't
see anything about it.
The other ad, one of the few that grabbed my attention, was Dunkin'.
Yeah.
Jumping off of the success of their Super Bowl commercial that featured Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, and Tom Brady as the Dunkin's boy band. So the chain sold the orange and pink tracksuits that they wore along with the fuzzy bucket hats this afternoon at shopdunkin.com. Not surprisingly, they sold out very quickly. And finally, news that makes me happy, The Golden Bachelorette is getting the green light from ABC. The spinoff will be airing this fall. It comes after the huge success of The Golden Bachelor with Teresa and Gary. So, got my DVR set already. 5:50, we'll take a break there. Got some wacky stories, good news, and, of course, the latest on the roads and weather here. Pensacola right now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
My son had a full-blown asthma attack. It came out of nowhere.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
I had a fever and these terrible headaches.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
He had a reaction to cockroach allergens.
Threats to your health can come from unexpected places. Get the facts. Visit pestrule.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 5:55 here, we'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Starting with 9 Mile Road, we had an accident report in that area. Where the accident report is precisely placed doesn't appear to be causing much, if any, issues. But near it, though, we do have backup still if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. Once again, that's West 9 Mile Road there. Also, North Davis Highway, if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, we had an accident report in that area that was causing some backups. Still is, but once again, nothing too severe at this time. So hopefully that'll clear out soon. I-10, if you are traveling eastbound towards the general direction of Avalon Boulevard, we've got some issues going on there. The specifics have not yet been confirmed, last I heard, but they're basically going to have you backed up all the way back to Pensacola throughout the entirety of the Escambia Bay Bridge there.
Yeah, definitely use Highway 90 through Pace if you're trying to get to anywhere in Santa Rosa County right now. Have not received anything from the sheriff's office yet, so we'll stay on that. Gotten some eyewitness reports of possible police activity, possibly guns drawn. So, yeah, there's something going on out there, but we haven't gotten specifics yet. 5:55, listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Taking a look at some of the wackier stuff around today. If you're a couple named Travis and Taylor, may have been your lucky weekend. It definitely was for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. The Chapel of Flowers in Las Vegas was giving free weddings to couples named Taylor and Travis yesterday. I sincerely doubt there was a throng of couples named Travis and Taylor in Las Vegas over the weekend.
Nah.
But perhaps they were thinking, hey, if Travis does propose, maybe they'll be like, hey, it's Vegas, we can just get married right now, and then they'll know about our promotion and get married for free. But
oh well, yeah, as you said, probably wasn't much of a thing, especially after Travis didn't propose. We hope this is fake and no one is really this lazy. Someone who works at McDonald's posted a video of a DoorDash order that came through for a single salt packet. McDonald's usually hands those out for free, but if you ordered through DoorDash, you'd still have to pay their fees and preferably at least leave a tip. Some people think that the person ordered it by mistake or that the employee just did it as a stunt to go viral, but a lot of restaurant workers in the comments have said that they've received similar orders, like people ordering a single dipping sauce. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I hope it was a mistake.
But, me too.
You know, if people are saying, this happens more often than you think, then that's not good. This one is really just a head scratcher. A high school art teacher in Canada, Montreal area, is being accused by students and parents of selling his students' artwork online.
Oh my goodness.
Some places for over $100.
I'm extremely disgusted with this person. Unbelievable. Is this the teacher asking for certain type of projects to be done to be able to, you know, sell them?
This is something that they did, that they put their heart and their soul in the artwork. You know, they get an A, a B, a C, or a D on it, but he's getting $118 in his pocket.
You know, and I'm sure that like all would-be alleged criminals, they think they'll get away with it.
Yeah.
But in the article that I was reading on this, it said that I think that one of the parents just happened to do a search for the art teacher, and then they came across like multiple websites of of the art that was being sold. And then, you know, they're like, hey, what do you make of this? And students are like, oh, that's my art piece.
Yeah. What a bum.
Very brazen.
Yeah,
of
for
the
sure.
art teacher there. So
God is getting a lot of credit recently, whether it's in success, like winning the Super Bowl, or in failure, like this dude. A 29-year-old man in Ohio named Carnell Gittens, who goes by Cloud, apparently, was arrested for trespassing outside of a library in Sandusky. It doesn't sound like Carnell was snooping, trying to break in, or even vandalizing the place. He was just charging his phone at an exterior power outlet. But nonetheless, it was 1:20 a.m., and he was not supposed to be there. When the police spotted him, he said it was cool because he cleared it with a higher power first. He told cops that he, quote, checked with Christ, who gave permission for him to be at the library after hours. That's not going to hold up, buddy. Sorry. Because, I mean, listen, I know that we all believe in the Lord here, but come on. I think the Lord's got better stuff to deal with. Would you not agree, Joe?
Well, yes. Around this time, the Super Bowl would have been going on, so he would have been busy helping out whoever won.
Yeah, what really matters.
That's right. Good news, two 90-year-old twins just had a big reunion in Colorado and saw each other for the first time in 81 years. Their names are Marilia Chavez and Andrea Lopez. They got split up as kids after their parents passed away, but found each other with the help of a DNA test. They both say they never expected to see each other again.
Understandable.
Very cool story there. All right, still heavy police presence and very heavy slowdowns. I-10 eastbound going into Santa Rosa County. You're backed up all the way across the Escambia Bay Bridge. So that's our big local story here. We're staying on it. Back with the latest right after Channel 3 News at 6:00.